Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. And I am consistently praying that you are receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, because it matters that we care to really respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, to understand what the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil are actually doing, and to know that there is nothing that is guaranteed success except being in the fullness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence whose presence is all there is as existence itself. It's all pervasive. It fills all spaces. And as we attune unto it, into the divinity of existence and the divinity of our own beings, we get leverage over all of the systems of divisiveness, oppression, suppression, depression, and being pressed upon and pressed down, and to come to a place in space where we are raising up. And that's what we must do, is do or die type of time. Do or die. And to come to a point and place where you sacrifice and forfeit your rights to being continued in the light of the truth of the all that you are on the path of conscious immortality, it is not a good look or a good fit for us. We are here to honor and to glorify those ones that we have come through. It is our time to really have an understanding and an understanding as to what we must do and to be completely committed to it. In this now moment, we have to realize that all of the violation that exists has created so much pain, disdain, discomfort, shame, guilt, and all of that. And we each have been impacted and affected by the distortion and the dysfunction that has been caused by a system that is founded upon oppression and suppression, being oppressors. And our right response is to come to that point where we will not participate, and to realize that it takes more than just being committed to democracy or democracy. It takes more than just getting an education. It takes more than just going to church on Sundays. It takes more than just working a job and paying bills and paying taxes. It takes more than what the system of things has provided us and prepared us to do. It means that we must come to a point and place where we are bypassing the systems of oppression, that we will no longer be a detriment to ourselves, that we will exalt a full effort and a full life's urge to stand forward in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme intelligence that we each are, and to care to be supremely intelligent to the degree to which we do nothing to undermine ourselves and ourselves, to come to that place and space where we are deliberately, intentionally intentioned in being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to stand in the light of the truth of the all that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence. There are so many ones who have such good intentions, that want to do such a good work, and who for all intents and purposes are doing a pretty good work, but good is not good enough when there is a genocidal plot of depopulation, oppression, suppression, violation. We have to come to a point and place where we really care to be corrected, to be rightly aligned and attuned, to be realigned, and to come to that place and space of spiritual, mental, emotional, psychic, physical cleansing. And this is the work. And some people think that we're here to save the world, and I'm the one to say, no, the world deserves to be destroyed. That saving the world is not the purpose of existence right now. There's a karmic debt that when the world perpetuates depopulation and genocide, when the world perpetuates madness and stupidity, when the world is thankless and lawless and refusing to accept correction, refusing to do that which is necessary to be cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed. When we talk about the world, we're not talking about the earth. When we talk about the world, we're talking about the mental sphere that has been created across continents by religion. Government. And the systems of oppression, miseducation, capitalism, democracy. The illusion and delusion of white supremacy. And to realize that where you have a people who have lost their purpose, a people who are no longer attuned to what the purpose in existence is, a people who have never applied themselves towards knocking and seeking and asking as to what the purpose in even being on the planet is, and have created artificially contrived purposes of capitalism and subjugation and slavery and debauchery and foolishness, that we have to realize that life is exacting. And to really care, to be continued in existence, to really care, to graduate the class of Earth residency, to really care, to go deep within ourselves, to reverse the issues that are crystallizing in our tissues, that are manifesting and will manifesting as sickness, illness, and disease, despair, degradation, discontent, dissatisfaction, to be in a place and space where we're remembering that we are absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. That the earth herself is absolutely immersed in nothing but the intelligence of existence, enlivened by an absolute and supreme intelligence whose presence is all there is, and that we each have been gifted so much of it. And to come to that place and space where we'll transcend, transform, and transmute all of the issues, all of the conditions to serve our greater good, because we will apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole body, heart, mind, and soul. And that's a different walk, and it's a different intention and initiative than just eating well or trying to eat well after eating ill and creating illness. That we have to really care to be whole. And as the law is always working, understanding that it matters what our intention is and what it is we're asking for. It matters. Because there's a difference in asking to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified as a living intelligence of existence, as a conscious immortal, than just wanting to get your blood pressure down or wanting to be healthy. There's a difference in caring to walk in the fullness of one's own authenticity, than just being vegan or vegetarian. There's a difference in caring to truly honor the lineages that we represent and to allow the sacrifices and the gifts of all of those who have come before us to influence us and inspire us to dig deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. There's a difference in really caring to walk in the fullness of our own authority under absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the eternal government than consciously caring to be successful capitalists. We are in a now moment where it matters what we're asking for. It matters what we're applying ourselves to. And if we are not applying ourselves to being cleared and cleansed from the violations of having violation charged upon our blood, then we are not doing that which is going to truly ensure our true success in this life, in being able to leave the planet as living beings and not to have died here. We're in a now moment of eternity, and it is always a now moment of eternity. And getting beyond all of the rhetoric of the past, realizing that all of those who have had the best intentions did not truly understand all of what was required in order to really walk as liberated beings. And we've not seen the examples of that, of those. We have to become it. And to have a conversation consistently over time that inspires us and motivates us to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards walking in the fullness of ourselves. This is what it really is to be liberated. Not that we are just freed from capitalistic endeavors, not that we are just free to have our own businesses and manage our own time, but we are in a place and space where we're walking in high ethic and high morality, living in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as gifts to the planet, walking in exalted thought, walking an exalted walk, having cleared and cleansed ourselves from dwelling on the path of adulteration and the ditches and valleys of degradation, and consistently flirting and standing in the valley of the shadow of death, we are in a now moment where it is imperative that we are acknowledging the reality of eternity. That the earth is already immersed in its spinning. To know that all of life and all of existence is absolutely divine, and that there is no evil anywhere except in the minds and the hearts and charged upon the blood of the people as a result of feeding off the flesh of dead animals. In violation of the primary law that we should not be killing. And to understand that it is as a result of the lust and the taste for blood and violation and being violent and thinking that that is an exercise of superiority to be able to subjugate and dominate something else. To be in the delusion of feeling powerful because you have the right or you have taken the wrong to kill. And to have created systems of killing, machinery, industry of killing, then understand that the karmic debt of that is death. And that there are no ones of us, regardless of what hue of people we may be, that has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which beats our hearts or breathes us, to think that there's a livelihood that we can generate from participating in the killing. and that we as a global populace and humanity have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate in killing ourselves. The eating of flesh, the consumption of alcoholic beverages and artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet aspartame and all of these things that sit on shelves indefinitely, that we will no longer work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, that we are being called to rise, we're being called to shift, we're called to change, we're called to clear and cleanse and purify and remember that there is that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that is the reality of everybody's life, and that we're all sisters and brothers under this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we have come here to really have that absolute reckoning and reconciliation of the will of existence, to care, to love, knowing that there is no real peace that comes except in accomplished love, and that love is the harmony of truth. And the truth that we are all dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence as points of it, animated by it, is that which is harmonizing. And that we are able to transcend and transform our lives, to have leverage over a system of divisiveness where each individual point of presence has been divided within ourselves because we feel entitled to do things that undermine ourselves. We've accepted sinfulness as our nature. We've accepted lies that we're supposed to be dying and that there's no reason to apply ourselves towards being perfected beings here. That we've accepted being human as being fallible, being human as being entitled to be wrong. This now moment of eternity in which we're living is calling us to be fully and absolutely committed to life, to exalting life, to exalting a full effort in living holistically, wholly, rightly, rightly aligned, righteously, with high ethic and high morality. See, all of the violation that has been charged upon the blood of all of these ones is what is responsible for the violation against all of these ones who've been violated. And to be in a place where the whole of humanity or ones and ones of humanity or humankind feel entitled to create detriment, entitled to create chaos, entitled to create war and murder and genocide. And we act as if it's just business as usual. And so the business that we have to be involved in is the business of clearing and cleansing and purifying and becoming whole and coming to that place and space where we are no longer doing the things that make us sick. Or working on behalf of those products and those ways of sickness, illness, disease, and death. We have to realign ourselves and reassess what real health actually is. That health is not just being free of a diagnosis. Being healthy is about being aligned with the forces of life, the intelligence of existence. Being healthy means that you are able to exalt a full effort in your living Being healthy puts you in a place and space where you can be optimistic and you can do that which is necessary in aligning yourself with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to come under the auspices of your soul. Being healthy means that you are willing to be a more perfect channel for the love and light of the absolute and eternal presence to shine through in its temple as your reality. Being really healthy means that you are accepting who you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Being healthy means that you are ready to stop making excuses for why you will not clear and cleanse and purify your body, your heart, your mind, your soul, to come to that point and place where it matters to you that you will leave the planet as a living being, as opposed to continually accepting that you're supposed to be dying from something. Being healthy means that we are able to see the light of intelligence in all eyes and to be able to care enough to serve the light and to serve in love and to serve with a care. Being healthy means that you'll support that which supports you, and you support the efforts of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is exalting life itself as opposed to continuing to support the corporate deities of death. Trading your life force and your life currency for a paper currency and undermining yourself and then blaming other ones. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to rise, to be in a place and space where we're no nonsense, no compromise, and no foolishness. To realize that we're not human feeders and human eaters, that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are breatharians first. We must breathe. And that 90% of the stuff that we find on the shelves and in the places where they call, where they sell that which they call food and grow food, is really not all that healthy for us at all, because it's not oxygenating, it's not hydrating, it's not mineralizing, it's not alkalizing. It's not really promoting cellular regeneration, it's just fulfilling appetites and desires. Appetites and desires that have been cultivated through socialization, commercialism and sublimation, psychological and behavior modification. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand the perfection of and the divinity of our own beings and to facilitate and to harmonize ourselves with it so that we have leverage over all of the plots and the plans that are manifesting as sickness, illness, and disease, that we have to have a greater care than just being able to put band-aids on cancers. We were socialized to think that, you know, becoming a doctor or becoming a lawyer or having nice jobs that paid good pensions and all of this was what we should be aspiring towards. And many of us did exactly what we were told to do. We went to school, we got good grades, we got our scholarships, we went to college, some other ones worked their way through, we got our degrees, we got our next degrees, we got our next degrees. But then in the reality of it, we never did what was truly in our own best interest in terms of asking and knocking and seeking to be completely cleared and cleansed from the violation of feeding off of the garbage that we were given as children. And to come to a point where we realize that those chemicals, those nitrates and nitrites and preservatives and BHA and BHT and all of the synthetics that were in our breakfast cereals and our and the candies and all of this stuff, that these things are still in our tissues and that just changing our diets does not get it out, which is why we're seeing so much cancer in ones and ones who think that they were doing the right thing, who were very conscientious about what they were eating. They were trying to eat balanced meals. They were trying to do and follow the book and follow the script, but the script was a lie. And so I'm encouraging you to realize that there is absolute law that is always in effect, and we can use it towards our greatest good. That there are no ones, regardless of how high and mighty they may appear to be or how superior they think they are, that can be absolved of duty, obligation, and responsibility, or the consequences of being in under absolute law. There are no ones who've been gifted to the planet to be a detriment to the planet. There are no ones whose purpose it is to undermine existence or to undermine other ones. It is not purpose. It is distortion and dysfunction and degradation that has come as a result of the defilement of the blood. And the sickness, the illness and disease, the barbarism, the cannibalism, the capitalism, and all of those systems that have been instituted by those who walk on two legs, who are either male or female, man or wombed man, or want to be respected as such, that our now moment is pregnant with opportunity to be corrected from having followed that which was wrong, that which was in violation, that which has not served the greater good of us individually or of us as a collective. And to know that we can be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to be made whole in our now moment, that there is that which Mother Earth provides for us, that which the sun has gifted us, that which is in the air, that which is everywhere. That when we align ourselves with it and attune ourselves unto it, we have leverage to come to the degrees of potency and power, to be vivid in our own self-expression and representation as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence, living harmoniously, ethically, uncompromisingly, integritously, with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and qualifying our lives and the lives of our lineages for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond, to the glory of all of those that we have come through, all of those who've come through us, all of those that we didn't allow to come, all of those who've yet to come, and to the glory of the administering intelligences on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government. This is our now moment to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. And for those of you who are laying it down and falling off into la-la land, bless your hearts. I pray that you are resting peacefully, gratefully, in the arms of the ever-present. And for those of you who are getting up and getting your day started, happy new day to you. And take time to flow with your body's needs to facilitate the cleansing, the hydration, the oxygenation, the movement, opening up all channels of elimination, so that you have access to more of yourself, dwelling in the presence of the absolute. We're in a now moment where we realize that you can't fight and struggle and be free. The greatest degrees of freedom come in an obeyance and obedience to the absolute law that governs our being. And it's a surrendering and a submission. Because if you're fighting anything, then eventually, literally, you're fighting yourself. And so getting beyond what we have grown familiar with in terms of the language of struggle, and having an understanding that we have the power to speak the word, and the word and the spells that we create with them can be in our best interest or not. And so we have to understand the language of liberation and understand how to apply ourselves wholeheartedly daily in knowing how to free ourselves, because the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning by feeding us and making available to us and miseducating us to think that the flesh of dead pigs and dead cows and dead chickens and dead turkeys and dead crayfish and dead conch and dead is food for us. And it really is not. It has never been. And that to realize that all of the hormones, the female hormones that are in the eggs, and how many eggs do you eat and have you eaten? And to know that the egg is the genetic information, chromosomes, and hormones of another being, a genetically modified being, that which doesn't exist naturally in life, but only where it has been bred and cultivated. And so we can begin to really have a greater appreciation for what has developed as a result of the unnaturalness of our lives. And a lot of times people want to claim and say, well, it's not natural to do enemas, and it's not natural to do cleansing daily. And I'm saying, but it wasn't natural for us to be eating the flesh of dead animals 3 times a day, times 7 days a week, times 30 days a month, times 365 days a year, times 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, which is where the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and all of this, the obesity is showing up. And so as a result of the defilement of the blood, we have to come to a point where we care to really cleanse. It's not good enough to just change what it is you're eating. The cleansing is a thing that allows for the realignment in terms of the integrity of who we are, where we are no longer guilty and offensive of being complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression by consuming and ingesting that which is violating the functioning of our own being. And so for those who work for McDonald's and Burger King and all of these other ones, and the struggle that they have for decent wages, there's no decent wage that you can get for the perpetuation of death. You understand? See, this is the issue in terms of people not having an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in existence is. And we think that, okay, just having jobs. Having jobs is not the purpose in existence. Mastering ourselves and understanding how to be in harmony with the laws that govern our being is what we're here to do. But because we were never given that in terms of our religious training, our education, our socialization, being brought up in a death culture, a culture that has raised itself on the backs, the bones, the blood, the sacrifices, the enslavement, the captivity, the disenfranchisement, marginalization of our Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native people, and the destruction of the ecological balance and the murder of billions of creatures, we have to understand that we can't participate in this and really prosper no matter how much you get paid. You understand? It doesn't matter how much you get paid when you are out of alignment with the purpose in existence and know that we have the responsibility to exalt a full living and a full effort in being in the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. I'm at 404-523-8989. And because we've been fed all of this stuff is the reason we have not had a greater thought. And how you can eat all of this stuff and still get good grades in school, eat all of this stuff, been fed all of this garbage from the time that we were children and still get scholarships to colleges, eat all of this stuff and still get bachelor's degrees and master's degrees and PhDs and become doctors and lawyers and this and that and have not eaten well yet and been in a state of nutritional deficiency. It puts us in a place where our ethics are compromised. When violation is charged upon your blood, it is oppressive in the sense that you don't have the same leverage and light, don't have the same ingenuity. We don't have a commitment to wholeness when we just do what we were told to do and don't consciously seek to have a greater clarity as to what it is and feel as though, and this is a mistake that was made previously, in people thinking that our responsibility 50, 60 years ago was to have parity with ones and ones who are oppressive, the Jim Crow and all of the all of this, putting ourselves in a place and space where we just wanted to be treated well. But we didn't realize that there was something wrong with a people who feel entitled to be able to capture you, enslave you, hang you, rape you, beat you, sodomize you, declare that we're less than human and that there are no rights that we have, that they are responsible to respect. We didn't get it. We should have asked what makes a people this way. But we didn't understand the defilement of the blood. You cannot have the rotting, the decay and decomposition of pigs going on in your body temple and then be in your right mind. The rot, the decay, and the decomposition of cows, the body parts of other beings, and be in our right alignment with the integrity of who we are as human beings, as men, as wombed men, as spirit beings. There's no way to do it. And for this to become and have become multi-trillion dollar industry and business in the breeding, the genetic modification, the usurpation of the land, the water, and the other beings that were already present in order to raise and graze cows so that they could be slaughtered and then their body parts be fed to people as food. Understand that this is a major violation. You understand it? And it's really not good enough for these fast food industries to now start selling veggie burgers. How can you trust the integrity of them anyway? They could tell you anything, as they have been. You understand? So when they say billions served, we can say hundreds of millions killed and undermined and oppressed and suppressed, and children at that. We have to be mindful of a system that undermines its children, that undermines the cellular functioning of every generation. And now we have to take responsibility for having participated with it and come to that place and space within the solace and sanctity of our own body temples, where we apply ourselves intensely, intentionally towards being completely cleared from participating in our own cellular oppression by reaching for the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of things, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, Equal, Splenda, white sugar, alcohol, tobacco, you understand? And they make it seem as though it's chic. You understand? The whole programming. Everybody drinks. The surgeons are drinking. The lawyers are drinking. The judges are drinking. You understand? And so alcohol in and of itself, alcohol plus the cigarettes, plus the tobacco, have killed more people, destroyed more lives and more livers than all of the wars that these people have fought, started, initiated to this day. And so it's necessary for us to get the gumption to be in a place and space where we are of the mindset to understand that the degradation of the people, the cellular oppression, the violation charged upon the blood, the usurpation of the wealth and the riches and the treasures of the temples of the living gods and goddesses is something that we have the opportunity to right in our own daily effort in clearing, cleansing, and consecrating our body temples, and to know that that's the work that needs to be done, and there's nothing that we can do that really makes sense if we will not do that work. And so I'm the one who's consciously, consistently, continuously speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our wholeness, our healing, the necessity of our consciously caring to raise completely up. To be in a place where we're no nonsense. Why? Because our children are at stake. Our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, the legacy of the lineages that we represent. And in this now moment, generally family members, a lot of people are just so full of the advertising. They're so full of the poison, so full of the toxins that they can't hear. It's like a blockage upon their mind, a blockage upon their hearts, a blockage upon their soul. And so if you can hear and you can feel, then take leadership in getting the support that you require in order to really become vivid in the expression of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency as our right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, as is evidence in the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, incarceration, and all of this disenergy. We should not be satisfied with it. We should be in a place and space where we're highly offended and that we are extremely caring to be repentive for our participation with it. On behalf of all of those that have come before us, I've been in every major city up and down the East Coast years ago when I was on the road for a couple of years. And I realized that for whatever festival it is and whoever's name it was, there's nothing festive about seeing us in such degrees of degradation, such degrees of nutritional deficiency, spiritual misalignment, emotional immaturity, that there's nothing festive about it. We can bring all of the energy together and all of the speakers and all of the vendors and all of that. And there's nothing festival. No festive energy about us being under an agenda that is genocide. And not really being intensely intentional to be triumphant with it, over it. Aligning ourselves with that which is light, that which is right. And so those who exalt the names of whoever is the ones you're exalting, I'm telling you, you have the responsibility to exalt the lineages that you represent, the legacy of the lineages that you represent. When children are asked who are their heroes and they can't talk about their own family members, but they're having to go by somebody else's account of somebody else's life, whether it's Dr. King's or whether it's Malcolm's or no matter who, we need to come to a point and place where we are leadership. And we are exemplary in the light of love, integrity, high ethic, morality, being vivid in our self-reflection, self-expression as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence to give our children the example of what it is to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity under the authority of the absolute and supreme intelligence and the laws that govern us. But to put us in a place where we continue to send our children to public school, continue to send them to daycare and consistently provide them with support in cellular oppression, because these systems are set up to oppress us. This is the foundation of it. And the only reason that you're consistently and continuously doing it is because you haven't asked to be able to do something different. To create your own. To homeschool or to realize that really what the real issue is that whatever's going on at home is school. And there's nothing that their children are going to get outside of the home that shapes their character and aids their misalignment, their disinterest, their degradation than the lessons that they see at home. In the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation that their parents exemplify. And for us to be in places where we are having children with ones and ones and then not really respecting the reality that there's a merger that's taken place, a merger of lineages, there's a marriage that is there. And these things put us in places where we're not able to respond. We're still facilitating the divisiveness because we are not oriented in knowing that it's the order of existence, or what we refer to as God's way. That is the way of our salvation, our liberation, and our being in a place where we have leverage over the forces, the planning, the plotting of the forces of Satan, Lucifer, the devil, and the demonic energies. The programming has been so intense that right seems wrong and wrong seems right, and people would rather exalt their right to be wrong than cleanse themselves so that they can be rightly aligned with that which beats their heart and breathes them, and they would risk stroke and aneurysm and heart attacking them than to really take the time to be completely cleared from the violation of a death culture. And so under this system of oppression, nobody has been spared. It affects absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere. Every hue of people are affected by the dis-ease, the imbalances, the miseducation, the religious training, being lied to, warred against. Put in a place and space where you think that you can prosper at the detriment of other ones, that we can continue to exalt the divisiveness through racism, classism, homophobia, and all of these other isms that undermine the integrity of the divinity of who we are. And as we can look each other in the eye, and when you really look real carefully into someone else's eyes, you will see yourself. You can be raw and not be clean. You understand? Righteous is the new sexy. You can be raw and not be righteous. And so we want to be whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul. We want to honor the divinity of our being, to know that we're breatharian first. We're 80% water otherwise. And so consuming a bunch of dehydrated things is not necessarily the best thing for anybody. Because the majority of people are dehydrated anyway. And the consumption of a bunch of nuts and seeds, sprouted or soaked or otherwise, is not alkalizing, it's not hydrating, it's not oxygenating. So we have to learn how to cleanse and then nourish, oxygenate, hydrate, mineralize, and open up all channels of elimination so that we are facilitating the healer within and functioning harmoniously with the body's functioning directly, and not just appealing to someone's cookbooks and all of this. I'm just saying is that we have to realize that for where we are in this now moment, our greatest appetite, lust, and passion, hunger and thirst should be for the fullness of the light of ourselves, our divinity, our right alignment, our clearing, our purification, the exaltation of the divinity of our being, and the reinstatement of the high estate of manhood and womanhood. It matters that we care to come correct. It matters that we care to be in a place and space where we are able to discipline ourselves, become disciples of truth, that whatever the issues, whatever the doctors have diagnosed you with, you can get support in reversing whatever those issues are, and you can be completely healed and made whole. And it doesn't take as much time as it took to create the issues. But it is still going to take time. There's no panacea. There's no magic pill. You've got to participate in the process. And just taking your body parts out does not make you whole. And I'm just saying is that if you're listening to me, if you hear me, if I'm really, really reaching you, then you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. We cannot support the violation, the subjugation, the domination of other beings and feed off their body parts and be whole people, be liberated people, be in the integrity of who we are. It just can't happen. And if you can eat anybody dead, any dead body, any carcass, and not be sick, if you say, oh, well, I only eat it every now and again, if you can eat it and not be sick, that's the evidence of how much toxicity is in your system, that you can literally poison yourself and not feel the effect of it. And the other side of it is that when the blood is clean, when we go through that process of clearing, cleansing, consecration, our body temples, you understand, and charging the blood with the frequency of vibration of knowing and appreciating, loving, and exalting the intelligence of our being, then I guarantee you that you're going to have a much greater thought, You understand? And what's happening is that people are shifting, but they're not really doing the work that gives them leverage, because the leverage is going to put you in a position where you have a greater thought and you can leave the jobs that you're working. See, we do what we can do until we know to do better. But when we're asking and exalting our rights to really remember the essence of ourselves and to tap the wealth of ourselves, then you're going to leave these jobs. You understand? There's no way that you're going to continue to work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, because you get a greater thought. You understand? You get a chance to really cultivate who you really are and the gifts that you have. You understand? Particularly when you are consistent over time in doing the inner work. And this is what's necessary. This is why we've been given time on Mother Earth, to be able to take the time and utilize the time that we have to step into timelessness and to begin to quantum leap. We're in that realm now where you can quantum leap into absolute reality, quantum leap into the greatness of yourself, quantum leap in the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies that allow you to be able to truly rejoice in the sanctity and the sacredness of being directly, so that we're bypassing a lot of the sickness, illness, degradation and whatnot, because we are doing that which is ours to do in realizing the power that we have, the faculties of God that we've been given. And so be careful about who you're listening to, because what you focus on generally expands. And I am really one who is caring to support us and support you in reclaiming the wholeness, because divisiveness is the agenda. To be divided within ourselves, to be divided within our families, to be divided within our communities, nation against nation, race against race, mother against father, and father against son, and daughter against mother. You understand? All that divisiveness, you got beef with your family members. You understand? We can't love each other. And then once you begin to try to clear yourself and cleanse yourself, then it becomes an issue. You understand? And nobody has anything to say to you. I went through it, you know, but sometimes you have to keep going. Right. Because what? Because nobody, mama, daddy, the husband, the wife, they may make you feel really good, or the lover may make you take your breath away or make your heart skip a beat, but they don't beat your heart and they don't breathe you. So your first love and your first responsibility is to that which beats your heart and that which breathes you. Because nobody else maintains and sustains you. And the greatest harmony in our relationships is going to be when we are each committed to living, each committed to life, each committed to exalting a full life's urge, each committed to optimum cellular functioning, each committed to walking in the integrity of who we are as whole beings, healthy, wealthy, wise, and powerful, creative, dynamic, insightful, intuitive, totally activated as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.